as we are proceeding towards the journey of financial education. Now, the question is, how can we acquire more and more knowledge of financial education? The first step towards this journey of financial education is investment in knowledge. It can be through books, seminars, webinars, whatever it may be. You must invest in knowledge at first. Without investing in knowledge, you can't know more than you used to know. So, for that purpose, you need to invest in the education or knowledge, and it can be attained through books, seminars, webinars, etc. You can choose any of it, and it mostly depends on how accessible that material is to you. You must choose the things which are feasible for you, like you can access to the newspaper on a daily basis. That is the most easiest way, or it is the most reliable thing you can get. Apart from that, you can invest in the books through which you can get plenty of knowledge in the field which you are interested in. And you can apply that knowledge in a practical manner. And the good news is that even without spending a penny, you can have or access the information or knowledge which you really wanted to. And thanks for the internet for making it accessible, which was not possible earlier. Internet is the hub for knowledge. You can access it from anywhere, sitting in any part of the world. And that also for free. So don't miss the opportunity and avail as much as you can. After investing in books, you must invest something for yourself. Your circle must include the people who knows more than you. Actually, it's well said that you are the average of the 5 person whom you spend your time with. So choose the circle wisely, because that is going to make your future. Always surround with the people who want to excel in their life, and always try to learn from them. Always try to seek knowledge from them so that you can enhance your life. Always be a seeker of knowledge. You will eventually grow if you surround yourself with the people who knows more than you. You will also have the different perceptions of living, of surviving, and of accepting the challenges which will come along your way. Try to surround yourself with the people who are optimistic, who are kind, and who are helpful, and from whom you can learn and relearn each and everything. And the third most important part is, don't work for money. Okay, money plays a very crucial role, but not in the beginning. When you are onto some job, then just work in order to gain skill and knowledge, which is going to help you in the long run. Don't focus on the money in the beginning. Yeah, money will eventually come, but in the beginning, always focus on trying to build skills, knowledge, which will be accessible to you in the later. When you are on a job, just learn as much as you can. Just try to develop the skills as much as possible, because that is the thing which is going to help you in the long run. And eventually, when you become a skilled and knowledgeable person, money will come along your way. But never focus on money in the beginning. Whenever you are beginning in a job, just try to explore each and every field of that area. Just try to have a very close vision and just unfold its all aspects, and later you have to make the money work for you. Now, after this, just develop skill. When you are beginning something, just develop your skill. Just give your time as much as you can and try to build your skill. That is the most important thing. After you build your skill, money will come along the way. After you build your skill, you will eventually be confident enough from before that you have achieved it, and you can see the result of it in various other aspects of your life. And developing skills doesn't come so easy. You have to come out from your comfort zone in order to develop a skill. Because you might not be aware of the things which you are going to do. So in order to do that, first of all, you have to step out from your comfort zone, and then only you can learn the skills. So getting out of the comfort zone is very important if you really want to develop a skill and you want to excel in your field. And once you start confronting with the challenges, you will develop a sense of secureness, sense of confidence that will come along your way, and you will eventually discover more and more aspects of your being. And at last, I want to say, just find someone who knows more than you and from whom you can learn many things. He will be there to guide you along the way and to show you the right path if needed. You will also come across the practical knowledge which you needed in order to acquire your goal or acquire anything you want. Even you will be aware of the positive side and negative sides of it by talking to the one who has actually worked before. You will accumulate all kinds of practical knowledge, and it will really be beneficial for you in the long run. The first step towards financial education is that you have to identify your goal or purpose. You have to figure out what you actually want and what you don't. Just have a firm vision that what you want to achieve in your life. If you have a blur vision, then the result will also be very blur. Strong and clear visions help to surpass any of the obstacles that come along the way. That is why one should have clear and strong vision. A reason or a purpose is a combination of wants and don't wants. In order to know what you actually want is to figure out what you don't want. Now, everybody wants to be rich. Now, the point is you must know why you actually want to be rich. You must start with why. That whatever you want is because of what reason. Always choose the things in which you are passionate about. Now, the second most important factor is making choices. You must choose your each and every habit consciously, because that is going to make your future in the long run. How you spend each penny, what you do with your time and money, says all. How you invest your finances, what you listen and learn are the most important thing that is going to make your future. Choose them consciously. Each habit is going to determine your future, how you are improving yourselves, and what are the books you are reading and feeding in your mind plays a very important role. Your mind is a very important and powerful tool. As the mind is the most important and powerful tool, so choose it wisely, whatever you are feeding. But most people, without learning, just jump into investment. That is a very wrong choice. You must first educate yourself before investing in some place. And never fear to take risk, as life is all about risk. It's the risk only which helps us to move out of our comfort zone. But yes, take calculated risk if you are actually very fearful in taking risk. Number third, choose your friends wisely. That you are the average of 5 people whom you spend your time with. Choose your friends wisely and learn from everyone. Keep your mind open and focus on the things that you want to do and learn. You can learn from the one who knows more than you. Even you can learn from the ones who don't know as much as you. It's just a matter of perception and eagerness to learn. Be a good learner. Keep your mind open and learn from each and everything that comes along your way. You can even learn from a child if you keep your minds open. And if you have eagerness to learn, the next is master a skill. Now, how will you master a skill? First of all, you have to learn about it theoretically. And then you have to apply that practically in order to actually access that knowledge. Because theoretical knowledge is different from that of practical. And once you do that practically, you will be aware of its other aspects and you will eventually learn many things. The knowledge is of no use until and unless you are not using that. So, whatever you learn, Just apply that as early as possible and master that skill in order to have a fully command on that and learn from the mistakes. Mistakes are the best teachers. Keep your expenses low and build assets. When you come up short, let the pressure build and don't dip into your savings or investments. Master self-discipline and that will help in every areas of your life. If you are paying yourself first and investing, then it is going to make your future. And you must invest in those assets which you really understand. Without understanding, don't ever put your investment.